You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Tuesday the 4th of June. Hi everyone, Mick here. Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. We continue in our reflections in John's Gospel today, as this week we are considering conversations. Conversations that Jesus had with different people, and how, as we reflect on them, the Lord can strengthen and encourage us this day, this week, in our walk with him. The challenge yesterday, you may recall, was to make time to have conversations with God, which will enable us to have conversations for God. And today's story reveals a conversation which points us to a great biblical truth, which is this: don't miss the wood for the trees. I'll come to that a little later. Today's Bible passage, John 5, 1-15, it's a story about two conversations, the first between Jesus and a paralyzed man, and the second between this man and some of the crowd looking on. First, the paralyzed man. Well, we read he'd been in this condition for 38 years. It was the situation he was used to, and it shaped his daily rhythms, one of which was to be at the Bethesda pool. This was one of two great pools and was a place where many people, especially sick people, gathered. And we have to remember that society at the time saw disability as a punishment from God. So such people were hidden away and excluded. It's extraordinary, isn't it? But here's a great truth. The Bible tells us, 1 Corinthians 1, 27-28, this truth: God has chosen the weak and the foolish of the world in order to confound the wise. I love that. Now, the belief was that when these pools started to stir, the stirring was caused by the wings of an angel, and if you quickly immerse yourself in the pool, you would be healed. This man had no friends, no close family. He was completely alone. Nobody cared for him. But Jesus cared. He always cares. He sees the man, asks him this direct question, verse 6. Do you want to get well? And he asks you and me the same question today. You see, there are times in our lives when we perhaps are so desperate for healing and breakthrough, either for ourselves or for other people. For many years, I suffered with chronic knee pain. I knew it was right to keep praying for healing and asking others to pray. I was a Christian. I was a Christian leader, Christian minister. I knew it was right to do this. However, over time, it becomes increasingly difficult to keep asking others to pray for you for breakthrough, especially when there seems to be no breakthrough. You see, that's why midweek communities are so important, because we need to be looking at others in our community and asking them if we can pray for them, so they don't always have to be asking, hey, could you pray for me? And because seemingly unanswered prayer can be a difficult thing to endure. When I eventually had my knee replaced, thank God for the NHS, I was told it was a miracle I'd been able to walk at all. Because over those years, the Lord had helped me endure. And I believe he always answers our prayers, always, in some way, even if we cannot obviously see the answer at the time. And the man's response to Jesus is fascinating. You think he'd say, yes, Jesus, I want to get healed. But he doesn't. He basically moans to Jesus that he can't get down to the pool. But Jesus cuts to the chase, verse 8. Get up, pick up your mat and walk. And that's just what the man does. And that's a hallelujah moment. So maybe as you're listening to this podcast, you're looking for healing in body, mind or spirit for yourself or for someone else. If so, let me encourage you. Keep the conversation going with the Lord. Don't give up. Keep asking for breakthrough, or ask others to keep asking for breakthrough. We then see a second conversation takes place between this healed man and some religious and political leaders gathered around the pool. They're always there, aren't they? They start asking this man, hey, who healed you? I love his reply, verse 13. The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd. You see, Jesus never claims the limelight, and it's something for us to remember as we follow him. So what does this mean for us on this Tuesday? Well, let me go back to the opening phrase. Don't miss the wood for the trees. In other words, don't focus so much on the small details that you miss the bigger picture. All the paralyzed man could see was him getting to the pool when the water stirred to receive healing. And he completely missed the point that the one who brings healing was stood right next to him. So today, the Lord is encouraging us to look beyond our own expectations, to go beyond our boundaries, to go through the glass ceiling that we often set ourselves. He wants us to look to him so we can realize his expectations for our lives. And when those times come when we think it's not possible to see a breakthrough, let's remember this story. And let's remember Jesus' reply to his disciples when they asked, "Lord, how is this possible?" He said this, "All things are possible with God." You see, there's a bigger picture, and you and I are part of it. Here's a prayer for the day. Lord Jesus, thank you that with you, all things are possible. Help us as we engage with the details of our day, not to miss you standing right beside us, ready to listen to and answer our prayers. Amen. John 5:1-15. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he'd been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath, and so the Jewish leaders said to the man who had been healed, "It's the Sabbath. The law forbids you to carry your mat." But he replied, "Well, the man who made me well said, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" So they asked him, "Who is this fellow who told you to pick up your mat and walk?" The man who was healed had no idea who it was, for Jesus had slipped away into the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning or something worse may happen to you." The man went away and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had made him well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. coming after me. With a life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. God, oh, I will sing of the goodness.